Six candidates are this morning vying to represent the people of Ejisu constituency in the Ashanti region to replace the deceased MP John Kuma. The seat is traditionally MPP, with the governing party's candidate Kwabena Boateng tipped to win. But he's facing stiff competition from a former party member who resigned to contest as an independent candidate. The opposition NDC did not file a candidate. The Liberal Party of Ghana, Convention People's Party, and two other independent candidates are all in the race to parliament. My colleague Nanaya Ojima observed their final campaigns and now reports.
Big wigs of the NPP, including President Akufo-Addo and his vice, Dr. Bamia, were present in the final rally of the party ahead of the by-election. The president mounted the campaign platform with some jabs for the former MP who is attempting a comeback as an independent candidate.
So to cabinet minister, MP.
You unseated a cabinet minister at Ejisu and found nothing wrong with that. But today, you are everywhere talking. Late Sunday night, the independent candidate was on the grounds to wrap up his campaign. Kwabena Osu-Adeyemi severed ties with the NPP after a declaration to run as an independent candidate in the upcoming by-election. Mr. Adeyemi claims the NPP lacks leadership, dismissing allegations of being a traitor.
I don't want to say anything bad against the president. He is the president of Ghana. I'm not a traitor. When I lost the primaries, did I go independent? I did not. I took it, in fact. But when there is an issue that is contrary to the guidelines and regulations of the MPP party, and people raise concern, if they are good leaders, they should have solved it. If they are saying that I'm a traitor, even while I'm outside, the projects that I and Kofi Job we are doing, they all favor MPP. Adam is not a traitor. They should learn to be good leaders and solve problems that are in the party so that the party can stand up. I'm telling you, MPP has no spirit in Ejisu constituency and even in Ashanti region.
In response to the tag of being pushed by the NDC, Mr. Osu-Adeyemi wants the president to show evidence for the reason. He explains his candidature appeals to NDC supporters in the constituency due to his track record.
If I'm the NDC man, if the president is saying NDC man, he has to prove I am not an NDC man, because NDC people, they like me. All the works that I did, they are all benefiting. Why have they seen me wearing NDC colors? It's because I said I'm going independent. That's why. The people here who are NDC, they want to vote for Adeyemi because Adeyemi did projects that benefited them. Now, let me answer what he said, I did it for them. Yes. Even when NDC was in power, I worked for my people. There are some four roads that I requested for from NDC government that was given me. Four major roads. I did it in NDC time. So all the projects that I did, I loved it and I had it. Having said that, I used my own pocket money. But who is government? Government is all of us. The roads were not done by the president's pocket money. It wasn't by the vice president's pocket money. It wasn't by any of them pocket money. It is their revenue, it is their sources, it's the funds of the state that were used to do it. What is important is that if you are an MP, you lobby for projects for your people.
Earlier, some supporters of Kwabena Osu-Adeyemi hit the streets of Ejisu to campaign. Six candidates are going into the race slated for Tuesday, but the NPP's Kwabena Boateng and independent candidate Kwabena Osu-Adeyemi are in lead to represent the Ejisu constituency in parliament. For Joy News, Nanaya Ojima, Ejisu.
Well, the Global Info Analytics has predicted a slim margin between the NPP candidate and the independent candidate with a lead for the NPP. Listen to Executive Director Musa Dankwa on PM Express.
It's intelligence from the ground that is going to be very close. Our poll doesn't suggest a winner. It suggests a leader.
Okay.
Because the margin that Kwabena Boateng has over Edwemi is 3.1%.
Mm-hmm.
And the margin of error for the poll is 3.4%.
Okay.
Which means that anybody can win this election. Now, if you look at why Edwemi is doing very well, it's because of ground coalition that backs him at the moment in Ejusu.
Mm-hmm.
You see he's getting nearly two-thirds of floating voters.
Yeah.
He's getting over 92% of NDC supporters. He's getting 95% of smaller parties. And he's getting close to 60% of people who did not disclose their party affiliation to us. And he's getting 36% of MPP support. So that is the reason why he's looking very competitive. Now, indeed, according to our model, if he's able to attract 40% of MPP support tomorrow, he could win.
All right, so I've been joined by a man who has researched into the who wins and who loses in the Ejusu constituency, because he's done a lot of research in that area. He'll be telling us the historical antecedents of Ejusu constituency and how it affects who wins power at any given time. Professor Yahans Disu Arthur, he is the Dean of the Faculty of Applied Sciences and Mathematics Education at the Apia Minka University of Science and Technology. Grateful for your time, sir. First, I need you to break it down for us, the very foundation of the Ejusu constituency, which is the reason it has been an MPP stronghold over the period. What's the research saying?
Aisha, let me take this opportunity to thank you and your cherished viewers, listeners all over the world, and wish to say that as Ejusu constituency emanated from the Ejusu driving constituency in the most recent times. And I think before the Ejusu constituency, I can see that Ejusu driving was together, where Honorable Akwesi Oseji used to be the the member of parliament for that constituency. And so Ejusu constituency has predominantly, in fact, it has never been won by the NDC or any political party before, except for 1992, possibly when the NPP decided, or the NPP tradition decided not to contest for the parliamentary seat. But since 1996 till date, NPP has won the Ejusu constituency, or the then Ejusu driving constituency, and now Ejusu constituency. So if you want to talk about the Ejusu constituency, it has been a safest seat for the NPP since time immemorial, or from 1996, when they decided to join in the parliamentary race after their boycott in 1992.
Let's look at what feeds into the political dynamics of the area and the voting pattern of the electorate. Has there ever been an independent candidate who is coming from the NPP like we're seeing right now?
If I should say, yes, there are times you have some independent candidates coming up, but most often than not, if you have to look at the current trend and the current parliamentary candidate of with the stature of Kwabena Owusu Edwemi, there has never been a strong independent candidate who has been able to do any magic in the history of Ejusu constituency before. And so, if I should say, and mostly if you check the results from 1996, where NPP possibly garnered approximately 76% of the total votes that was casted in that time. You can say that the bigger threat as far as independence candidate is concerned that has ever happened to the Jusuf constituency is this year by election. But normally, because the party is a stronghold of the Jusuf is a stronghold of the NPP, and NPP has its majority of vote coming from Ashanti region, as we are all noted and well known. It's sometimes very difficult because even the independent candidate themselves, when they are to come up, they know they are not going to make any strong impact in the life of their the candidate. And for that reason, it has never been so important for political watchers to watch for, except for today or what is going to happen today.
The NPP and the independent candidates are both optimistic they will emerge victorious today. From what you know, which outcome will appear surprising to you?
In fact, if you check the 2020 election, where the late...
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
John Kuma was a candidate for the MPP, where he made gains of 83% approximately. And the 2016 election results where Kwabena Osuadiomi was the candidate for the MPP, where he also made the highest percentage ever in the history of a Jusuf constituency, which is approximately 84%. It tells you that Kwabena Osuadiomi is really a big fish. Now, when it comes to Ghana politics, we vote for a political party more than an individual. But we should not also forget that in the same Ashanti region, we have had independent candidates that has pulled surprises. And one of those people was the current first deputy speaker, who is Joseph Ose Usu, if my memory serves me right, at Bekwai. He went independent and he won. We have the second deputy speaker who also went independent in 2020 election and he won. When you look at the strength of Adeyemi and what actually happened for the removal of Adeyemi, or the Jusuf people voted Adeyemi out. In fact, it wasn't on a good exit move. Remember, at the time when in 2016, Adeyemi as a former deputy minister of roads, praised the then ruling government, which on the issue of Kasua interchange, which actually brought some level of displeasure from his party people. And that contributed to his loss as far as a Jusuf seat was concerned. So looking at the time that Adeyemi was exiting parliament, Adeyemi had the highest vote ever. In fact, in terms of percentage, 84% for the MPP. And I don't know when this record can be broken. Now, comparing, juxtaposing the Ejiofor's popularity way back in 2016 and Kwabena Buati, who is my colleague lecturer in Akia Minka University, it tells you that the two, with the Buati having the party structures behind him, and Ejiofor being a populist candidate ever in Ejiofor, it tells you that the battle is not going to be easy. However, you can see from the support base of the Ejiofor that, yes, if Ejiofor plays his cards very well, he can pull a surprise. But in Ghana, and currently, the relationship between Ejiofor and the MPP, will not be so good for the MPP should Ejiofor win, because they know if Ejiofor wins the party, this thing, they are going to have to struggle with majority in parliament for the next 6 months, 7 months to the general election, for which they want to push a lot of things also through parliament. So, looking at it, yes, MPP as a political party, with my eye, have a good chance of winning this election. And I don't expect them to also lose so, marginally. I don't expect that to happen. Yes, this might bring the lowest percentage vote cast ever in the history of Ejiofor for the MPP. Because looking at the strength of Ejiofor and the fact that NDC is not contesting, and most of the contestants that are independent are also emanating from the MPP as a political party. And so they are going to have to share some votes from different communities and the polling stations within the Ejiofor enclave. And for that reason, I expect that, yes, MPP can win this seat, but they may have to struggle with Ejiofor before they can win this seat.
Let me have you hold, Prof, and let's go to the ground. My colleague Ohimin Teria is monitoring events for us. He joins us. Ohimin Teria, I mean, how is voting going? It started at 7 a.m. this morning. What can you report from there? Ohimin Teria. Hello, Ohimin Teria.
Yes, Aisha.
Right. So tell us about Ejiofor this morning. I can see people on our screens casting their votes. What can you report from there?
Yes, Aisha. I will say that generally the election has been peaceful. There hasn't been any incident recorded as far as this by-election is concerned. In terms of security, I will say each polling station has at least six police officers manning the polling stations. And then beyond these six officers, the police administration has also put together a rapid deployment team for each of the 28 electoral areas within the Ejiofor constituency. Here is at the Fumeswa Pentecost polling center, and I will say that it is one of the few places that I came to meet electors in queue waiting for their turn to cast their ballot. A while ago, I engaged the Director of Elections for Electoral Commission, Dr. Sribo Kweku, who said they expect at least not less than 50% of the electorates casting their ballot. So for voter turnout, they expect over 50% here in Ejiofor. And when I asked him whether the Electoral Commission would like to replicate the security arrangements here in Ejiofor in the 2024 general elections, he said it's the ambition of the Electoral Commission to replicate this, but that notwithstanding, because of the highest number of polling stations in the general elections, it's likely that the EC may not have as many as 6 police officers manning a polling center. But here, I would say that it's one of the few places that you see people in queue casting their ballot. Let me try and speak to some of these electorates who have just finished casting their ballot. Mami, me mo achieng. Now, what to say? No, me da sisa wa jepeni sa oni ekasa. We Joy News TV. Now, Patrick, what do you say?
Well, 65.
65 years. Now, at DNT, na asa ishe unkrani sa obabe tuaba enano pei.
Enye bibia yema ye pese ye ma ewiewie school ye pese omunye adwuma ye enu ntina ye beto abase de be ye ma bi nya adwuma ye.
So this is a 65 year old woman. She says she's motivated by the fact that she wants the unemployed teeming youth in this community to get employed. Na mami mi sa se e be din kan ya woto abani ana
e pa cho da bi ma tu bebiri
de odi ka to ye no na sa abre no wani suade hu ne se na sa ni suade hu na sa buta ye na na ope no sakan ya na
e pa cho e bedu sa mi mi sankan e chere se mi ma no o mo wie sku mpanifo na wie wie o mu nya adwuma nya nti nkura no aka akire no enso awie tu o mu tifie nti na me beto abase mi ma no benya baby pagina amadachi mesumenye baby edi.
So this woman tells me she's been voting in all previous elections, but unfortunately her aim or her ambition of getting employment for her children is yet to materialize, and that is what is motivating her, hoping that this time around, once she takes part in this election, her children who are unemployed will be gainfully employed. Now mami misa o dear any da so be na wo ho se we die betumi asesa kwada ne she be fi se dia di ka wa yin na no amfa hwe ama
dia tell me when da so se e se mre no ayewu mu no ye kuye ni mu na ye nsan kuye chi nti e se ye so so dia obeba so no ye mputu ma no a odi be nye bibi abekuru ma mankura nso nya adwuma ye nti na me we ni die beto aba no.
So she's happily taking part in today's elections because she believes that this one will yield results. She cannot compare this particular elections, the fortunes associated with these elections, to that of the previous elections. So she is very, very hopeful that her children would definitely, and then the teeming unemployed youth in this community will have some work to do. Maybe no room, Hano. How said your mind, you may Fakasia, no one will Munsun Yajumayana.
Ah, baby, woman and Krumusa, you may be a noa, a babble, Benya BI, and tis a said ye. I see a mayor nebri, Nessed Archin, or your manner su Benya BB, a mayor su ye di, Nintina, many are just anam the Abatuaban.
She's happily taking part in the elections because for her, her conviction is that many of the youth in this community are unemployed. So with this election, she hopes to change the situation. She hopes to change the narrative. So many people, especially the youth who are unemployed in this community, will have the opportunity to work, and that is what is motivating her to take part in the election. So I'll say that the election has been peaceful in Ejusso. So from the Pentecost polling station here in Fumesua, one of the densely populated areas in the Ejusso constituency, we are moving to other places to monitor the elections and bring you update as far as the Ejusso by election is concerned. Don't forget that over 100,000 electorates are expected to cast their ballot today, and the EC expect nothing less than 50% in today's election, being the turnout for today's election. So, coincidentally, today is also a market day in Ejusso. So the EC hopes that many of the market women who are in the market will turn up later in the day to cast their ballot. So, Aisha, that has been the situation from the Ejusso constituency.
Right. Nana Himinteria. With that for us, let's also go to Nana Boachi Yadom, who's also in another constituency. He'll be telling us more. Nana Boachi Yadom, which polling station are you right now in the Ejusso constituency? Nana Boachi Yadom? Right, so I'm told it's Nanaya Ojima rather. Nanaya Ojima, which polling station are you this morning, and what can you report from there?
Aisha, presently I am at Esiase within the Ejoso constituency. Before coming here, I've been through some polling stations within Ejoso itself. Ejoso RC Primary School was the first place that I visited this morning. And when you visit some of these polling stations, things have been very calm on the ground. The EC is doing its job. Security presence is felt on the ground. Police presence is very, very obvious. The front police unit and other policemen are on the ground. At least two policemen have been assigned to each polling station within the constituency. And here at Besiansi, things are not different. The only thing that I'm observing, which I believe is not encouraging when it comes to this election, is that you don't see queues within these polling stations. The people come, but you know the numbers are not as huge as it was expected, because when you look at the campaign that went on and the heat that these campaigns generated, it was expected that early in the morning you see a lot of people trooping into these polling stations to cast their ballots, but that haven't been the case. But so far, so good. Things have been very calm. Here at Besiansi, a number of the media men have stationed here because it's expected that this is the area where the independent candidate, Kwabena Osuegbuemi, is expected to cast his ballot. And for that reason, there is a lot of attention here at Ejoso Besiansi. Let me speak to some of the young men who have pitched camp here. I don't know the reason for, you know, them coming and staying here at the Ejoso Besiansi police station. Yankechi, Yankechi.
Is it be out to our way? Been to me. Yeah, we drive because I'm a two mother. We as a committee chairman, the two mother. We now make call rounds and share your personal police station. The other one, my call rounds will be better. Quite me, Miss Alco, second round. We are some of the mother.
I didn't observe so far.
Just say,
I didn't know who police.
Yeah, the VI correct. Now, Roman Honor now. Lawyer call for no way by ask a credit. Oh, sir. Yasa, a woman say, ya, why would come or put up a horn now, a month for race and a vehicle police? And look, I have all rights in your own family
now. Who can lie on call for? Yeah,
you're
doing the
fun. Yeah,
okay. So this man here tells me he is the unit committee chairman for the Ejoso Besiansi electoral area, and he's very interested in this election. He is here to cast his ballots, but what he's doing now is that he's going around as an agent for Kwabena Osuegbuemi, observing things. And what he says he has found out so far is that in one of the polling stations, he realized that some people who belong to the New Patriotic Party were trying to breach some of the regulations for this election. And he called the police attention, the EC's attention to that, and order and calm has been restored to that area. Chief, now, what to worry?
It's evidence.
Now, what are we? There is a polling station. Only polling station every year. Not internet.
Me, also do me fan club when I'm a chairman. Because Papa no, I don't want any issue. It's a moment. Imagine who said, if you are the kind of person, be me, please imagine I will be my TD. Because,
into what is a kind of person to know where you are.
Send me come a chumaco. I'm betting so bony, you know, and I'm imagine I was saying, send me TD. Because, because Papa is number one. Or during the pound, me on feeding me. But I do not my orders. I'm a manager. When you be out, you're arrogant. So what? Well, yeah, no more be empata. And I'm a manager.
Okay.
The fan problem is HMI.
Thank you very much. And according to him, not long ago, he did cast his ballot. And he happens to be the fan club chairman of Kwabena Osuegbuemi. And he is staying here. He said that we join news on air. We mentioned the name of Kwabena Osuegbuemi, so he would want to stay and listen to what exactly we are saying about his candidate. He has cast his ballot, and it's expected that. So, Ubekofi, and
I'm ready to go.
Okay. So he says he's done, and very soon he will move from this place and go home. Chief, me ba ha mo se wani abre wa kom o hanga sa ani nja
fami ko blen twi me dem ko be sa se hun die e fa ko pusika good day be sa se man ene jusu empuntuo ti na mo ha me yo man ba pam so
wa jina di nko mo bebere na se nipa twa wa se no muti ni aka adi asem na wo ka
sma me pesa me kan se eye ma ko bru so duomi ni empuntuo juma ne na juma papa wa na jusu patam ha okwa se se kwa ya le na ko wo jusu maternity hospital wa okwa ya within 30 minutes, there you come and say, "Jeleko, what go fee? What see hospital? What see three bed, story bedroom, three? And kamuma on ye? And I say, "Musu, na nado say, I do me anya kwan. When see dan, onu ne see kwan, dan. I need na kamuma buy. One man met for dance. What do go see pay to office? Obi on yonko hospital. Obi o wey yonko pay to office.
In an election, what told the area? He say, "Obe kofi ana, obe
happy." Jeleko. Nama monitor, bila mengo fia mizano nama monitor, senga se, enyi mubi baba, namu baba bivya kubro uswadu mdia, mimi ntiasi e, tena na mimi kambi ya kubro uswadu mimi.
All right.
Kubro se, yabatwa na vye.
Oh, opusika. Thank you very much, Pedasi. So, it looks like I found myself in the midst of strong or staunch supporters of Kubro Uswadu Mimi. It's not surprising because this is the polling station where Kwabena Uswadiomi is expected to show up and cast his ballot. And some of the people are waiting for him. According to them, this is one of the things that he built before leaving office. And
okay, so Nanaya Ojima is with us from the Ejisu constituency. This is where to stay for the all you need to know about the Ejisu elections. It's your election headquarters. Professor Afa, if you're still there with me, you've done an assessment of both the NDC and the NPP in the Ashanti region in terms of party fortunes. What would a win for an independent candidate mean for the NPP, especially in the general elections? Right, it looks like we lost Professor Arthur there. If we get him back, we'll try and delve into these matters. But both the NPP and the independent candidate, Kwabena Ejiomi, are optimistic they will win today's elections. Henry Nana Boache is national organizer of the NPP.
The New Patriotic Party, we are very confident that tomorrow we are going to be victorious. We've waged an effective campaign with send our message across. We've gone to the communities, we've gone to homes, we've visited caves, we've gone to the market, mosque, everywhere. So we are very confident that we are going to win tomorrow. But we are also mindful that we are coming up against an opponent, yes, who has been a 12 years MP, but then we should also know that he was not 12 years MP as an independent candidate. He was a 12-year MP as an MPP member. He was an Elephant Party member. So all the things that he did it because he was an MPP member. And we should not forget, he was appointed as Deputy Minister for Roads under the NPP government, and because he was an MPP MP. So Ejisu is NPP, and MPP is Ejisu. We had some misinformation churn out, and we've corrected all of those impressions. I mean, and it's quite clear that as I speak, the New Patriotic Party will win tomorrow. Lawyer Kwabena Boache, our candidate, is going to be the next MP for Ejisu.
Well, Kwabena Uswadiomi, however, says he is the people's choice, adding the NPP has no spirit in Ejisu constituency.
If I'm the NDC man, if the president is saying MDC man, he has to prove I am not an NDC man, because NDC people, they like me. All the works that I did, they are all benefiting. Why have they seen me wearing NDC colors? It's because I said I'm going independent. That's why. The people here who are NDC, they want to vote for Adeyemi because Adeyemi did projects that benefited them. Now, let me answer what he said, I did it for them. Yes. Even when NDC was in power, I worked for my people. There are some four roads that I requested for from NDC government that was giving me four major roads. I did it in NDC time. So all the projects that I did, I love it and I had it. Having said that, I used my own pocket money. But who is government? Government is all of us. The roads were not done by the president's pocket money. It wasn't by the vice president's pocket money. It wasn't by any of them pocket money. It is the revenue, it is the sources, it's the funds of the state that were used to do it. What is important is that if you are an MP, you lobby for projects for your people.
Well, Prof. Atta has joined us back. Prof, I wanted to find out your assessment of the Ashanti region about the NDC and the NPP in terms of voter turnout and the fortunes for those parties. And I'm asking, what would a win for an independent candidate in the Ejisu constituency mean for the NPP, especially getting towards the 2024 elections?
I must say that this current election, that's the by-election at the Ejisu, has a lot of story for the NPP as a political party in the Ashanti region. The truth of the matter is that if the Kabino Usu Ebiomi wins the election, then it tells you that the NPP has a lot of work to do in the next 7 months before the general election. And remember, it looks like NPP as a political party, sometimes they don't learn. You remember during the formal last campaign that Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo had before the election, Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo stated that he cannot work with an independent candidate. Unfortunately for them, as a political party, the independent candidate became the stone that the NPP rejected, and he became the cornerstone of the NPP now, that gained them the majority. So I thought that the NPP as a political party would have learned from the misfortune of the other candidate at
Fomina,
that merely if the independent has switched come to the NDC, then the NDC would have had the majority in parliament. So when Kobne Usu Ejiomi, as an independent candidate, a party person that through some misunderstanding decided to go independent, I think they should have taken it kindly with him, because he could win the election as well, just as Fomina independent candidate won the election. And unfortunately, as we speak, the Fomina candidate is the MP, is now saving the NPP. So if the NPP loses this Ejisu by-election, I can tell you that it is an indication NPP will lose terribly in the Ashanti region or in Ghana as far as this 2024 election upcoming is concerned.
I'm grateful for your time, Professor Yahans Lisu Arthur. He is a professor of mathematics and sciences at the Apiamenka University of Science and Technology, and he's been researching into some of these things. Let's get on to other stories, but remember, your election headquarters is where to stay for everything Ejisu today. And to other stories, it was a bloody Monday in the Ashanti region as 8 persons were confirmed dead and several others critically injured following separate road crashes. There's more in this news desk report.
According to the fire service, the first incident claimed 5 lives and left 14 others critically injured when multiple vehicles collided at Dajing near Obuase in the Adansi North District. 3 others were also confirmed dead in another incident at New Koforidua of the Ejisu Konongo Highway when a Nissan pickup and Mitsubishi truck collided head-on. On the same day, the fire service averted what could have resulted in a major disaster on the Suhum stretch of the Accra-Kumasi Highway when they swiftly doused the flames on a loaded fuel tanker to avert an explosion and saving the entire bulk and its contents.
And in our filth exhibition today in Jamestown community, the net of fishermen catch plastic waste instead of fish, a distressing situation in the once thriving fishing community. Years of plastic deposits from various collective points has turned the sea into a dumping ground, depleting marine life and devastating the livelihoods of fishermen. Mami Sinyamita Thompson has more in today's filth exhibition.
When we go fishing, we hardly get fish, only rubber.
Ni Ajiman, a seasoned fisherman, stands on the Jamestown shore and happy as he examines his measurable catch. His nets, again, filled with plastic waste.
I think it is the use of rubber that has destroyed our environment. It isn't good for us.
Jamestown, once a thriving fishing community, is now a landing site of plastic filth and waste clothes. The 55-year-old has fished here for more than 17 years. He fears the state of the sea is not only threatening their livelihood, but depleting the sea of livestock.
The plastics are destroying the livestock in the sea. We're not getting fish. We try hard to get it, but it is increasingly becoming difficult.
Speaking in despair, Ajiman is sad the waste has destroyed the seafront and the coastline as well.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Our nets are no longer catching fish. It is worrying
us.
Fishmongers are equally worried about the situation. The development is destroying their trade. Dede comes to the shore in hopes of getting her pan filled with fish. But after hours of anticipation, she is disappointed.
The beach is unclean. The sea is filled with debris from other areas, especially the Kole Lagoon, and the sea carries it here. It's a worry to us.
The layers of plastic waste on the shore, overlooking the polluted sea, is not the fault of the fishermen. It is the collective filth from different areas that have been dumped on the shore from the sea. As Samuel Bing says, even interventions by NGOs aren't helping.
This rubbish used to come more than this one. We have some NGO which they come here and collect the rubbish. They collect the rubbish about 3 days now. You can see the rubbish again. And look at it. It comes from the sea. Look, the rubbish is there. The sea is pulling. Then bring the rubbish.
He isn't sure there is hope for the sea to be saved. Having worked on the shore for over 20 years, Obin says the thick layer of plastics formed on the Jamestown beach is creating a looming disaster.
They don't look at the fishermen. They don't look at them. You see, we have the stewards here, fishermen's king. They are there, you see. Nothing DCE and MCE makes for them.
But until help comes, children aspiring to be like their fathers may be dealing with a much grimmer picture than it already is. From Jamestown, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson for Field Exhibition.
Let's take a